Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, Dr. Dworkin always emails over his agenda for the show coming up on Sunday, Sunday House Call 3 to 5 on CFRA. And usually it's a whole series of guests. This is the first time ever that I've seen you turn over the full 2 hours to one guest. You really are high on this, Dr. Richard Béliveau.
Well, Dr. Béliveau is the author of two previous books and one book that's out now. His book that's out now is called Eating Well, Living Well, and his last two books have now been translated into 27 languages across the world, which are called Foods That Fight Cancer and Cooking with Foods That Fight Cancer. And his latest book, Eating Well, Living Well, is a, you know, I've been looking for the right words to describe this because he covers the complexities of medicine, biochemistry, physiology, and the latest research looking at how food plays a role in our health. And it's not hokey. It's not this, take this particular food and you'll be better, or take this vitamin, you'll be better. It gives, literally it's prose that gives you a beautiful picture to understand how intricately what we eat and how our diets have affected disease. And he looks at four specific areas. He looks at cancer, development of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and Alzheimer's disease. And he provides very compelling evidence to show how the foods that we eat interfere with the processes that lead to the development of these diseases. And when you read this, the understanding behind how we can prevent a lot of these diseases, in fact, reduce the rates of heart disease by 80 or 90%, reduce the rates of diabetes by 90%, reduce the rates of cancer and Alzheimer's by 70% just by applying five golden rules. And these rules are very straightforward. People know them, but the evidence now and the information there that shows you why this holds true is very compelling. And those five rules are: you don't smoke, you keep your weight down, you eat lots of fruits and vegetables, you exercise three times a week, and you stay away from processed, crappy food. That's, you know, sugar, salt, and the extra fat. When you look at the data that shows when people don't do that, the graphs and the illustrations, and by the way, the book is beautifully laid out. It's written for anyone to read. It's not a heavy science book. It provides a lot of information, but it's written so well that people that read this will at least have the light turned on and say, now I understand why this is so important.
Okay, that's coming up on Sunday. The author of Eating Well, Living Well, Dr. Richard Béliveau, on the air for the full 2 hours, 3 to 5, with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Steve.